Sorry, your feelings tonight at having won 4-3 in the County Antrim Shield final for the fourth year in a row?
I think the only word to describe it is extreme euphoria. I mean, the whole team, it was such a team display, a whole squad display, really. It went beyond the 11 on the pitch, and I think it showed that. Three different scorers on the night, if I'm right in saying. Excellent midfield, excellent defence, excellent goalkeeper. It really is, it was a huge team effort, and I think Cliftonville were... They're an unbelievable team and very physical. They never give up, so they don't. And we knew that. We knew even when we had the gap of 3-1 and you think there's a two-goal cushion, but it means nothing to Cliftonville, two goals. And they did. They creeped them back and they levelled it at 3-3. And it did take us a good while to break that deadlock. We had a lot of chances, and Megan Bell getting player of the match, which I think just shows you the calibre of players that we have coming through. And we knew we'd get another chance. And I'm just delighted to say I was on the end of it this time. Another day would have been somebody else, and equally I would have been delighted for any of those girls to have scored that winner today. I think everybody, it showed in the celebration. It was relief just to get it before the 90 and not have to go into extra time.
We scored four screamers. Amber's got two screamers. Megan got a screamer. And at 3-3, 85, 86 minutes, and the skipper pops up with a wonder goal to win the Shield. What a goal.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, to be honest, I would have took a goal that had a head off my back. You would take any type of a goal to win the Shield at that type of time in the match, but it was an unbelievable performance. Everybody was pushing forward. That goal came from a Lindsay Corey absolute strike that resulted in a corner, and again that was a screener hitting a shot, and then again another screener, and I think it just shows everybody was up there, everybody was wanting to get that winning goal. Nobody was holding out for extra time. We wanted to get the win. We felt like we could, and that was the confidence in the team. People are happy to go forward, and they're happy to track 60 yards back to do the work at the back of the pitch as well.
A lot of youngsters involved, you know, Megan Bell, Abby McGee, Louise McDaniel came on. Just great strength and depth, because we were missing a few senior players there tonight.
Definitely, and I think that shows the calibre of the whole squad. I mean, we can have any probably 2-3 players missing in our squad and we'll still come out and get the result. And anybody watching in the stands, it wasn't until near the end you nearly think where it was. Kirsten Megan, because tonight we had Amber, we had Megan, even myself popping up with the rare goal. We missed those players without a doubt. There's huge senior players, but I think years before where we would have maybe put the heads down and thought, goodness, we don't have one of our star players, how are we going to get the result? That's not the case this year. Everybody out there knows that they're capable of getting the result, and I think opportunities. Danielle Ennis came in tonight. She hasn't had as much playing time all season, and she played absolutely amazing in the first half. I think had a few assists, and again, that's what it takes. It takes players like that are putting the work in, week out on the training pitch. Maybe aren't getting it on the match day, and then they come up here and they show what it's all about and show that they've been ready.
It's a favourite competition of ours. We've won it 4 years in a row now. We've won the league. That was an incredible experience. The season's still not over yet.
Definitely not. I mean, this is where you want to be. Middle of August, still in two cups, and the season's still going strong. I mean, for long and many as a year, the season was over. End of July, season was over. I would have been up in that stand watching these matches. I've watched more cup finals than enough, to be honest. You know, this is where I want to be. You want to be on the grass here. You want to be on the 4G come August, come September, winning the trophies. And once you get a feeling for that, it doesn't go away. The hunger gets stronger, and you know what you have to do. And I think because we've had a few of these cups behind our back now, we'll have maybe that type of confidence in years in the past. Crusaders, Glentoran, they would have had that confidence and they knew how to win matches. I think now we're a team that knows how to win matches, and we'll win it through the whole squad.
We won the league, we won the Shield. We go again on Wednesday night, Irish Cup quarter-final, another difficult match in another massively important competition.
Definitely, I think it's at the stage of the season now where every match is massive. Most matches, if you lose a match, you're out of the cup. It really is. And again, on the night, again, manager always said, the best team will always win the league, but necessarily the best team doesn't always win a cup. It comes down to one match on one night, and that's where we've had to just make sure that we'd be extra careful, we'd be extra sharp, extra focused, take nothing for granted, don't rely on any of the previous results, and go in and really try to play our type of football. Play the football, dominate the match, and just try and get up to speed with what the other team wants to throw at us.
It's a great night, you know, for Neil Morrow, for Mark Dixon. Our sponsor Stephen Dixon's provided a new kit here. You know, it's great reward for all the people, you know, from the big Glenfield crowd that turned out here tonight. Great reward for everybody who's got behind us, isn't it?
To be honest, exactly true. There's the supporters here, the support from the club, the support from Stephen Dixon with Discount Blinds has been unbelievable. He's been behind us before we were winning cups, and I think that's a nice sign. He was there at the last few years, and he's been supporting the girls great. We're lucky enough to be wearing the new strip today, and I mean, it's all thanks to the great sponsorship and the great work done by the club. But you're right, there's people in the background, let alone the management side, and Neil Maher, yourself, Andy Conn. There's a ton of parents in the stands, and I'm not talking about parents of maybe the ones that are 14 or 15 of 2 years behind us. My mum, for example, she has 20 years of coming to these matches, 20 years of maybe doing 5 nights a week driving me about the matches. So those people have put in 20 years of watching. You know, we've been on the pitch playing, enjoying it. So you've got a night that I guess goes to the fans as well. They come down all the time, especially William and Olive, probably the two most loyal fans maybe in the whole Linfield Football Club. So it really is. It's nice to do it for them, and obviously, of course, there's no point in lying. It's nice to do it for us as well.
And there's no sweeter moment than when you go up to lift that beautiful cup. As captain, it's a proud, proud moment for you to lift that cup.
It definitely is a proud moment. I mean, I suppose I've been captain now 5 or 6 years, and I'm coming over my peak. So I'm 30 years now, and I'm just getting to enjoy seeing the youth coming on. And I'm trying to cling in there. I'm trying to train as hard as I can. I know I have to step it up because the talent that's coming into this team is unbelievable. And if it's not me pushing to get my position, I want to push on and make these players better as well. And hopefully they'll see some of the attributes that the senior players have. And hopefully they can follow in our footsteps.
Enjoy the victory celebrations tonight, Sarah. Congratulations. And two down, and we're still in two other cups. So well done tonight. And hopefully we'll have more success to report.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Well done, champion.
Thank you. Thanks.